from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Home and Home.
Will Dan Snyder get out of Ron Rivera's way, or will he continue to meddle with that organization? Let's talk about it with London Fletcher, Super Bowl champ and 4-time Pro Bowl linebacker with the Redskins. London Fletcher, awesome to have you on the program. It is Dave Briggs and another former Redskins player, Ross Tucker. Great to have you on. What's your number one question about the offseason for the Redskins?
Number one question. Obviously, what they're going to do at the with the number two pick? Will they stay or will they? I know some teams will want to come up and get a quarterback, as you just mentioned. Will they? Trade out of that pick? That's probably the number one question for me. Also, and then secondly, if I had a second question, is Trent Williams going to stay there? I think, by them making the changes, Bruce Allen no longer being there, Larry Hess, who is the head trainer, no longer being there, those are good signs for possibly being able to mend their relationship. So that would be my second question.
Fletch, always good to hear your voice, buddy. Really, really appreciate the time. Let's start with quarterback. From what you saw from Haskins last year, how do you feel about him? Do you definitely think he's the guy? Do you think you just give him this year? Or should the Redskins consider pulling an Arizona Cardinals and drafting a quarterback again?
Well, I don't think they should pull Arizona Cardinals and draft a quarterback. I like what I saw from Haskins as he got more season, as he went in. He got better week to week. And, he wasn't I didn't think he was totally ready to start as a rookie coming out of Ohio State, just based on, when I evaluated him. And I'm a big Ohio State fan. So I liked him playing for the Buckeyes. But, when you're talking about making that jump to the next level, he struggled with some of the things that you would need to be able to do as a pro. But with that being said, once Haskins learned how to prepare as a pro quarterback, having a full week of taking all the reps and in practice, and you saw him get better week in and week out, now he'll have a full off season. Going into the offseason as a starting quarterback, and he'll have thousands of reps that he takes with the first team offense. And, I think he's a guy that they can say, hey, we like where he was progressing. We'll continue to see his growth through the offseason. I think, he's going to get better. I don't think a quarterback is something, a position that they need to address in terms of going out and finding a starter. Not at all.
London Fletcher with us, Super Bowl champ, 4-time Pro Bowl linebacker with Redskins, and now with CBS Sports. To your point, yeah, last six quarters for Dwayne Haskins, over 70% completion percentage, 394 yards, 5 touchdowns, no interceptions, so certainly got better later in the season. My burning question was, will Dan Snyder get out of the way of Ron Rivera? The one word we always hear attached to him is meddling. Will he stay out of Ron Rivera's way?
Mr. Snyder, Dad, he doesn't meddle as people as much as people think. I was with the organization for 7 years, and the thing that I always loved about him is he was willing to do whatever it took to help us, provide us with the resources to win. He's never been shy about spending money, giving us whatever we needed as players to win. So all that stuff has been overblown and overstated about him meddling with the head coaches and things like that. So I don't think it's going to be a problem. I know it's not going to be a problem. And then if you look at what the changes that he made during the off season, with the letting go some people that most thought would never be let go by Mr. Snyder. You know, those were some big decisions that he made, and he's obviously gave Ron Rivera control over the football side of things.
Fletch, did you just call him Dan? Does he let you call him Dan?
Yeah, he lets me call him Dan. Yeah.
I like it. Yeah. I like it. I didn't know.
He wants me to call him Dan. I've been, when I was playing for, I was so used to calling him Mr. Stein, so I'll revert back and forth. But I can call him Dan, man.
I like it. I never really talked to him very much, but I always, I guess, referred to him as Mr. Snyder, but I never really heard very many players call him Dan. I like it. How do you feel overall about the team now that they got Rivera in there? I would imagine that you're the kind of guy that likes Rivera as a coach with the defensive mentality, linebacker background.
You know, I like to hire. I live down in Charlotte, Tuck, and I thought Ron is a really good coach. Last year in Carolina, things kind of went haywire. Obviously, with Cam and his injuries, those things played a big part in them losing a lot of games. But you know, I really like the Rivera hire. You know, he's a stand up guy. He's going to command respect. He's going to demand accountability from his players, from everybody in the organization. But I think his temperament and his makeup is one that will be appreciated throughout the organization.
London Fletcher with us, Super Bowl champ, four-time Pro Bowl linebacker now with CBS Sports, talking about the Redskins offseason. It's out with the old, in with the new. They cut Josh Norman, the Pro Bowl cornerback. They cut Paul Richardson. Got some interesting young pieces there. In particular, Terry McLaurin, the wide receiver, 919 yards receiving. Darius Geis got hurt, but still 5.8 yards per carry. So some interesting young pieces with $54 million in cap room this offseason. What's the priority for the Redskins?
Well, I think priority, first and foremost, they got to get better defensively, especially on the back end of that defense. The secondary really struggled at the cornerback position. They, you know, a lot of plays, big plays, giving up a lot of big touchdowns. So, you know, that's why you see the Josh Norman move being made. So I would see them adding, you know, possibly two corners, maybe even a safety. Like to see them maybe get more athletic at the linebacker positions. I know Reuben Foster is there. I don't know what his status would be, but you know, they're going to need to get some more playmakers at the inside linebacker position. They're making a change to a 4-3 defense, which I think will also benefit them, because when you go to that 4-3 defense, what you do is you allow the defensive front to put more pressure on the passer. You can make more plays in the backfield. And Tuck, you were a former offensive lineman, and a lot of times, depending on the style of 3-4 defense you play, it's not about penetrating and making tackles for a loss. A lot of times it's about holding linemen up and letting your linebackers make the tackles. But when you're in that 4-3, especially a 4-3 defense that's going to be penetrating and attacking, it creates a lot of problems for offenses.
Yeah, Fletch, you kind of talked about this earlier, but I want to go back to it. You know, you played for the Rams. You played for the Bills. We were there together. We were there in Washington together a little bit. You know, the Redskins are the brunt of a lot of jokes. People talk about them now like they're one of the five worst franchises. You were there a lot more recently than I was. Do you think that that's unfair, or do you think that it really is that bad there?
No, I don't think it's that bad there. I think you know, it's when you lose, Tuck, you're gonna create a lot of attention. I think in the fact that where they are, you know, it's the nation's capital in the NFC East, you're going to draw a lot of attention. If you lose in third places, you don't – losing in Cincinnati, even when we lost in Buffalo, you didn't garner that national attention. but this is Washington, D.C. Now, they've brought a lot of attention nationally, national attention on themselves by some of the blunders they've had. But I think when you look at the young talent they have, the hiring of Ron Rivera, some of the other things, I think they're headed in the right direction in terms of getting back to their winning ways.
Last question, Fletch. I'm going to ask you this every time I talk to you for the rest of our lives, because you started 240 straight games in the NFL, not including playoffs, at middle linebacker, which is absolutely insane. So you're like 5-6 years out now. How are you feeling, dude? I got to know.
Doug, I feel pretty good, man. I was fortunate that I've never had like a major catastrophic injury, like a blown knee, things like that. I had two surgeries, but they were just some scopes, cleaning out bone spurs. So I never had any major injuries, but I feel pretty decent. I think staying active has been key for me. That's the biggest thing. Physically, I feel pretty good, man. I can't complain.
Good to hear, because London, we see so many stories where that is not the case, and many people around the football world, in particular, worry about Jordan Reed, the Redskins tight end, still under contract. 7 documented concussions. No telling how many were undocumented. What should the Redskins do there? Should the NFL step in and say, it's time we take this guy off the football field? What will the Skins do with he and Alex Smith, who said he's lucky to have survived his catastrophic injury? He's still on the books for more than $20 million.
I was a teammate of Jordan's, I think, 2 years, I want to say. I can't remember if Jordan's rookie year was 2013 or 2012. I think it was 2013. So we were teammates 1 year, and I was there the year he had his first concussion. And I remember, how that situation kind of played out. But, in Jordan's case, he's had so many, as you say, documented concussions. You never know how many undocumented concussions he's had. It comes a time and place where, his family, his friends, people who are close to him has to say, hey, Jordan, it's not worth it, man. You got to look at your long-term health and walk away, because, we all know we've had enough examples of guys who've suffered major concussions and what they look like, 20, 30 years down the road, and what their life is like. So it's a situation where somebody who's close to him has to say, hey, Jordan, it's time to walk away. I know for a young guy like him, especially a talented guy, he wants to continue to play, but I think he may have to come to grips and say, it's time to walk away.
And what about Alex Smith? Will they hang on to him, or should they feel obligated to pay him the more than $20
million? Well, his contract, I don't know what his contract situation calls for. I know he had an injury guarantee, so once he got injured, he was still on. He was going to get paid regardless. I don't know what. I know that was the case last year. I don't know what it is this year. If there still are some injury guarantees, so it may be a situation where we don't have a choice but to keep him on the roster, because he's going to get paid regardless. I know they're going to support him. I know Dan is real close to Alex. So I know he wants him to, resume his career, but it's still a ways away before Alex is even able to, get to that point where he can truly say whether he'll be able to play again.
Interesting offseason decisions for the Redskins, who have new head coach Ron Rivera and $54 million in cap money. London Fletcher, great to have you on. CBS Sports, former Super Bowl champ and 4-time Pro Bowler. Great to have you on. We appreciate the time.
All right, thanks, guys.
Hey, everybody, it's Ross Tucker. Thanks for listening to the Home and Home podcast. Remember, you can watch or listen live every day from 8:30 to 10:30 a.m. Eastern Time, exclusively on the radio.com app or on the web at radio.com/home.
Home and Home.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.